Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. I'm here at home in the Pacific Northwest, where I have to tell you the view is a wee bit different than in California, where it was in the 70s, and gloriously sunshiny. And here in the Pacific Northwest, the winds are blowing, the skies are gray, and the storms are a-coming. But it's good to be home. We have a wonderful guest today. This is a very, very special story, because it is bringing into context, through a very dedicated woman's effort, an awareness of how the mind can influence someone and how people sometimes deal with pain. And we all go through it, but this is a story I guarantee you you're going to want to know more about. My guest today is Rachel Gunner. Her fascinating book is called Beyond These Walls, The True Story of a Lost Child's Journey to a Whole Life. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have said Dr. Rachel Gunner. I apologize.
Actually, it's not. Just Rachel Gunner is fine.
All
I have
right.
My master's.
That's wonderful. Rachel, as I mentioned to you before we went on air, I was so impressed with the way that you put the book together, because you bring out facts and information about a client of yours who really had some phenomenal challenges. Now, you have your own private psychotherapy practice in Texas.
That's correct.
You do appearances and talks about intimacy and relationships and bereavement. But I bet in a million years you never thought you were going to be dealing with a situation that involved multiple personalities.
That's also correct. It was an amazing challenge for me, and one that I decided to take on full force.
Now, your very first sentence in the foreword of your book, and I'll quote directly, is, "I believe we are all multiple personalities, and when they and all their needs are acknowledged, life becomes easier and ultimately more enjoyable through an understanding of one's life experience. And when one understands, one can forgive, love, and be healed."
Now, that's a foreword that was written by Bernie Siegel.
Bernie
and
Siegel.
Not myself.
Yes, Bernie Siegel wrote that.
That's right.
And I thought that is such a profound statement, because I agree with it completely.
Mm-hmm.
I think every human being has multiple facets to themselves. But the person that came into your life, her name was Hannah. Tell us how you got to know Hannah. I mean, this is something out of the wild blue you had not expected.
No, I received a telephone call from a young lady actually named Gabrielle. And she had called because she was experiencing deep depression. And her employee assistance program from where she was working had recommended that she seek out professional help. And that's how she originally got my name. I was totally unaware that she was as complex a young lady as she turned out to be. So my first several sessions with her was really myself working with a very depressed young lady with suicidal ideation and someone who was having difficulty coping with life. About 3 weeks into our work, I received a telephone call from a little boy that I later learned was about 8 years old, and his words were, Gabrielle has not been honest with you. There are we people. And that's how our journey began, with my working with 26 very scared little boys and girls, all sharing the body of one 28-year-old woman.
There are so many situations when you're dealing with the variations of the mind. And I don't even think we've scratched the surface, to be perfectly frank,
mm-hmm.
in a lot of what we think we understand. because Hannah is a very good example of how there are so many levels within a human being that for her to survive in her life, for her to survive, this fragmentation occurred, but it was causing such misery for her because of the fragmentation of herself.
Exactly. I mean, it's an interesting phenomena. The mind is incapable of coping with intolerable conditions like the type of abuse that she experienced, physical, emotional, sexual, incestual, satanic abuse. And so it has the capacity to freeze at the point of trauma and split off into these separate selves or alters. So it's really an act of courage. It's an act of self-recovery and an amazing coping mechanism.
It is. And the fact that she was still seeking, the fact that she was able to initiate a call because she didn't understand what was going on. You know, when I started reading your book, I thought of the movie Sybil.
Right.
And I have never seen the entire movie, but I happened one night to have the television on, was flipping around, and it was the very last portion mm-hmm. of Sybil. And I looked at that portrayal, and I'm reading your material, and I'm going, my goodness gracious, there is so much that people are so afraid of being able to make okay, and I wonder how many other people like Hannah are in our world, and because we haven't the empathy and capability of listening, we're not able to really understand what's going on. Now, you talked about 26 personalities, and I went through them, and they were almost divided equally, male and female. You
right.
had one personality that came through that was asexual,
mm-hmm.
but you had 12 male, if I'm correct, and 13 female.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah also is participating in this book.
That's
Tell
correct.
Tell us how
and that,
it is mm-hmm. that this book really came about, which I think is a wonderful story.
Well, thank you. One of our hopes in writing the book was that by writing it together, and we write it in alternating chapters, the reader has the opportunity to see the dual perspective, which in essence demystifies the whole idea of therapy, because therapy is generally a private experience. But by reading it this way, the audience and the readers are able to get a sense of how therapy goes about and the importance of the relationship. We talk about building of trust, which is really the essence of the therapeutic relationship. And you can see that as you read the book in this format. It's also a reality check. You see where I'm learning from her and all the children, and I'm helping her with her distorted reality. So you're always flipping in flipping the pages that way. It's almost, somebody said to me, it was like watching a video even more than reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel the reality of it all.
That's true. And one of the parts that really was very special to me when I was reading it is how one of these personalities, you had a real learning curve with this, number one.
I really did.
And number two, you were made aware by one of the personalities, whatever you do, don't talk down to these children.
That's right. Randy, the little eight-year-old boy who was the first person that called me to tell me about the whole disassociation, became my greatest ally. And he literally would tell me, you're acting like a big person, and that meant to me that I was acting like a typical adult who wasn't listening to children. And you think, how many adults really listen to children? And yet, if we did, we would learn so much about life. So I valued his perspective on life and his trusting in me. I wonder if I would have been able to do the work I did without his help.
Well, I think each and every one of these 26 personalities gave you something. In fact, one of the personalities was named Death.
Right.
And that, I thought, was so very appropriate for the way the personality felt, and that personality was the one that Hannah was really battling, because that was the side of herself that didn't want to cope with any more of this. Tell us a little bit about that personality
right.
and how it evolved.
Well, death was created to kill what we called the system. She believed that everyone was evil, deserved to be punished, and that death was truly the only way to a better life. She was 14, and yet beneath that, and she had a facade of this, of a very tough kid who didn't want to listen to anybody, in particular anyone that would try to stop her from killing the system. So when I first met her, she was, again, this very tough kid who was actually at a gas station wanting to burn herself, and Randy called me from that gas station telling me about what was happening. When I asked to speak with her, she was very, strong-willed and didn't really want me to stop her. But somehow, in the course of discussion, I seemed to be able to help her see that I was different from all the other adults. And she gave me a chance. And as I grew to know her, she was actually the most sensitive and one of the most loving of the children. And she wrote so much of her emotional response to all that had happened in her life in poetry. And there's beautiful poetry that I put into the book so that you can get the depth of her pain.
Mm-hmm.
And as therapy progressed, Death, who again was created to kill the system, began to pray to God to live. And that was the turning point. And it was at that point that I actually asked Death to change her name. And we chose Hannah because that means, as in the gracious, and as in the song Amazing Grace, how a lost child is found. And so Death became Hannah.
Now, Hannah, in her telling of the story as she goes through, it was pretty challenging for her because Hannah had no real awareness of all of these other personalities, per se, when they would come up and she disassociated.
Right. Now, she did know some of them. Many of the older children knew of each other. So Hannah, who was Death, did know of some of the older ones, like T.O.B., Stefana, several of the older ones. They knew some of the younger ones. She did know of Randy. But they didn't know all of them. I kind of put them all together. They knew of some of the children that they called the killers, but they didn't really understand them, and they didn't know where they fit into the system.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a jigsaw puzzle that I had to try to put together. At one point, I even described it as Humpty Dumpty, where all the pieces had fallen, and we were putting the pieces back together again.
And yes, and he had to do it carefully because he had to use tweezers.
Right.
I mean, it was really a very delicate situation.
Right.
There is a quote that you have by Henry David Thoreau that I really liked. Could a greater miracle take place than for us to look through each other's eyes for
mm-hmm.
an instant? And being a counselor myself, I think that is something where good listening comes
mm-hmm.
in. And that was something you did. You questioned and you listened. And these parts of Hannah, nobody had been willing to listen to before. She had gone through other kinds of therapy and was put on medication. It made her so terribly, terribly sick. Just all kinds of things. Let me ask you a question, as being a therapist. Is it something that when people are being trained to become therapists, that they are taught how to listen? I mean, is this something that they are made aware that's important, and not to judge, but just to listen?
Certainly that's one of the skills that we hope students take away from their learnings as trying to be counselors. But I have to say that it's probably one of the most difficult tasks to be able to do, because we all want to, and I know I've even done this in the interview today, we want to jump in. We want to be able to say what we have, you know, we want to be able to give an interesting interpretation or an interesting
mm-hmm.
insight or offer our thoughts without taking time to really get the essence of what someone else is trying to say. You know, there is this concept of active listening, where we're trying to listen with a third ear, really trying to get beneath the words and understand the message behind the words. And I think that just takes, you know, really a lot of experience that people that are just coming into the field don't have.
I think that is very true, and I think that is something that if one really loves what they do and really cares, and obviously you are a person that does care because you realized and recognized when you made mistakes. Now, there is a comment in your book that Hannah makes in one of the chapters that she writes that they were so pleased to know that you were willing to admit you'd made a mistake. And this was something for them that made them feel very good, the various personalities. That was an acknowledgement because they said that Gabrielle was nothing without all of them. So this interaction, my goodness, I don't know how you kept the notes straight with 26 personalities, but it is something that's very important because they were all a very significant part of her own psyche, of her own spirit, her soul, whatever term you want to use.
Exactly, and I think they needed to see that I was human, not just a professional, because that was the way they would begin to trust that I wasn't there to do anything but help them. That was my goal. And I think I tried and to go beyond my own walls. You talked, I think, about this, about going outside the box. And I think that's so necessary. I'm actually writing a paper now for the European Conference for Trauma and Dissociation in Amsterdam in April, and the essence of my paper is called The Therapist's Use of One Self to Treat the Many Selves of the Person with DID. Mm-hmm. And that's the essence, is the use of our self, how we have to have boundaries that are fluid and flexible to be able to understand the many selves, and which means I have to be available. I couldn't just see them in the 50-minute hour one day a week. I had to be available when each of the kids were experiencing their horrific memories, and so that might have been at 1:30 in the morning.
That is something that I found just absolutely wonderful, because when these children started calling you, your husband made a comment to you, take the call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't say, gee, I'll see you Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Because he recognized, and you have a wonderful husband
who
has the empathy with this, because she was calling you at home, and one of the children would be on the line, and he'd say, talk to them, because you're the only hope she's got. It was almost as if you were the last spot in the road. She
right.
had tried everything. She was connecting with you. And here you are, through writing this book, bringing together all of these various children that are within Hannah. And your husband is so tolerant of this. That's just incredible.
Well, I thank you. And I so appreciate that you are understanding the importance of a therapist going outside the box. Not all of the mental health practitioners are understanding how valuable that is. I'm expecting a lot of controversy when I present the paper.
Oh, of course you'll get a lot of controversy.
But I do believe that it's the most important thing in our work is to, of course, to heal and to do what is in the best interest of our clients or our patients. And my belief was, for the best interest of each of these children, I needed to do what no other professional had done, and that was to treat each and every one with respect and with love.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very true. When I think of Carl Jung, that was something as a therapist and working with people in his work that was a transformational experience for him as well. At least
mm-hmm.
that's what I got from
mm-hmm.
much of what I read. that he did have to step outside the box. I had a great deal of appreciation for the man and what he was able to bring to the table in the way of wisdom and insight through his work with mind and with different people. You have done something differently, though, because not only did you take phone calls at odd hours and talk with these children that were within Hannah, but you also, in working with her in this book, allowed her to express herself and allowed the children to make their contributions as well. And it was out of the box enough where there was that communication that resulted between the two of you where she was able to start feeling safe, which I think is so important because with the horrific experience that Hannah went through when she was growing up. And, I mean, it's just absolutely horrific what she went through. The fact she was able to make it to 28, mm-hmm. to me, is a miracle. Most
right.
people, I mean, in their teens, mm-hmm. would have committed suicide.
Exactly. And I think dissociation was her way of keeping herself alive.
Mm-hmm. One of the statements in your book, and I so go along with this, is, we came to understand that we had to change our belief system in order to heal. And that came through Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
That came through her and the children. Said, we came to understand that we had to change our belief system in order to heal. Right there, that one sentence is such a milestone in the presence of thinking with all of these various demonstrations of Hannah's self. It's quite profound. When did you feel like you really were making progress with Hannah?
Well, I felt that I was making progress all along the way because each time I would meet one of the children and they would begin to share some of their memories in a way that they had never shared with anyone else, that was progress. Even though at times I thought I was making more progress than I was because they would continue to burn or to cut, which were their ways of dealing with their own emotional pain, it didn't stop me from being hopeful and being optimistic that I was still making progress. I never let any of their old behaviors and their old beliefs get in the way of my belief that these were children that just needed to be loved in order to finally heal. So, you know, I talk about how the greatest healing powers are hope, faith, and loving relationships. And that's what I tried to do throughout the process.
I want to read one of the poems that was written by one of the children. And for those of you that have just tuned in, this is the book Beyond These Walls. This is a true story of a lost child's journey to a whole life through therapy. And Rachel Gunner is my guest, and it's really something that makes you aware of the complexity of the human spirit. And one of the children, one of these 26 personalities, called Death. She called herself Death. She renamed herself later, but this is what it was. And I agree with you, Rachel. These are very profound poems. Being is not a question of living or breathing. Being is not just a state of surviving. Being is the question of trying, working, striving to gain respect and pride in oneself, to do right as one sees it, to break the cycle so no more children, that they live in fear for their lives, to make right what was made wrong so many years before, and of learning no matter how boring the lesson may be. Being is a question of not giving up your dream no matter what they are. Being is also a question of always looking for the answer, and of knowing when not to. Being, it is a question of learning to love and then letting go of what you love so that it may grow. Being, it is a question of always looking for the light at the end of a long tunnel and admitting you were scared, but continued anyway. That is so profound.
I agree. All her poetry is.
Very profound.
Mm-hmm.
And these poems written by this soul that is in such agony. But there's this process of healing that goes on. How long did it take for Hannah Gabrielle to come into a comfort zone where she could get on with her life?
Well, this is what's so exciting. It took less than 2 years for Hannah to become a whole person. And in the field of working with people with dissociative identity disorder, the average time it takes is 7 years. So it took us less than 2 years.
7 years? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. That's what the literature says. And when I work with other people, they've said, oh, I've been in therapy for years and years and years. So
something's
it really
wrong
was remarkable.
With that, don't you think?
Pardon?
Don't you think something's wrong with a 7-year expectation?
Mm-hmm. And I think it's, again, because the traditional models have been used. And the traditional models are when somebody is feeling their emotional pain to the degree that they want to kill themselves, they're immediately put on medication or hospitalized instead of understanding that there's a depth to that pain, and that depth has, in dissociation, a self that is the core of the pain. And if you can reach that core, you can begin to heal that person.
I think it takes courage to be willing, as a counselor, as a therapist, to say to that person, we are going to work together as a team. You have to do the work. Hannah Gabrielle had to do the work with you.
Mm-hmm.
The children came together. They were able to harmonize. And she didn't get along with the medication at all. It really, really made her ill. You, I think, have created a milestone, even though you may not feel that. But I think it's given a demonstration that if you can get to what would be described as the cellular condition
mm-hmm.
of the emotional, mental, soul self, it can be healed mm-hmm. in an amazing time.
Well, that certainly was my hope, and many times I really was not quite sure what was ahead of me, but I just knew that no one had ever tried this way of working before. And I had enough confidence in myself and in the trust that we were building that, as you say, as a team together, we could get beyond her walls. And we did.
And that's why the book is called Beyond These Walls.
That's right.
And this is a true story, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to read something that is going to open your mind up to unique paradigms, and you want to have an insight into what sometimes can cause what I'd call a fracturing of a human being's spirit, this can give you an inside view. And if you're in the work of mind in any way, it's an education to read it. It is wonderful. Rachel, I know we're just about out of time. I know this book is available on Amazon, etc. Is there a website that people can go to if they want to find out more about the book?
Yes, there is. It's argunbooks, all one word, .com. And I did want to say it's really about the resilience of the human mind and spirit. It's a book about hope, and although there is some difficult reading as we understand how she dissociated, the essence of the book is about hope and overcoming obstacles and moving beyond all our walls. So I'm hoping that the reader can see even beyond the dissociation that we all can learn from this journey.
Oh, absolutely. And what I like is the fact that both of you as well as your client participated in this. And she has a freshness and an honesty that I think came forth and was able to open up. I think this was a great idea to do the book together. It's just a wonderful thing. I want to close with a quote that you have in here from Plato. As you ought not attempt to cure the eyes without the head or the head without the body, neither ought you attempt to cure the body without the soul, for the part will never be well unless the whole is well. And I think your book is an exemplary statement about how that is so true, so very, very true. And Plato's words are quite old. They've been around a long time. And
I think
what
the book really puts meaning to those words.
Just, it's wonderful.
Yes.
Rachel, thank you very much for being my guest. This is Donna Siebel again. This is reading that will absolutely illuminate your thinking on a whole new level. Beyond These Walls, the true story of a lost child's journey to a whole life. It's about a 28-year-old woman who got her life back, who didn't think she had one worth living, all because of a woman who cared. Rachel Gunner, and the other individual is Hannah Gabriel. It's a book that's really intriguing reading. We're taking a break. We're going to come back in just a moment. Don't you go away. I've got some other good things to share.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I'm back from California. I'll tell you what, I miss the sunshine. Well, what am I going to do? I'm here in the Pacific Northwest. I love the green. I love the gray. I love my home. But I'll tell you what, 75-degree temperatures compared to 45? Yeah, it's a little bit of difference. But it's absolutely beautiful, and it's just a delight. I want to thank the people at the Conscious Lives Expo who were just wonderful in assisting me. And I'm just so grateful to have met so many fabulous, fabulous people there. It was an awesome experience. And I had the chance to meet some authors that I've had on the show, and some of you came by and said hello and said, oh, I heard you on BBS. So it's just a wonderful experience, and I'm just looking forward to the next time I have the opportunity to be down there again. It was just absolutely wonderful. Well, telephone lines are now open. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir. If you want to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, then give me a call. Here are the telephone numbers in the USA, toll-free, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And then we also have another direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Well, this week is Valentine's Day. Oh, my goodness. You see those red hearts everywhere. I mean, they're all over the place. And if you're a chocoholic, this is one of the most glorious times of the year. So I know you're just going to have some fabulous times. We have some wonderful, wonderful guests that are going to be coming up this week, and I'll be telling you about it. But I wanted to share with you a little poem by Abigail Williams that I just thought was adorable. And in front of me is a picture of all of those little tiny candy hearts, you know, that have love me and has love you and one kiss. And there's just all kinds of little sayings on them. They've been around forever. They had them when I was a little girl, and people still buy them up by the truckloads, the little hearts of sugar. Well, Abigail wrote a poem about it, and she said, love professed on a candy heart so fine. Be mine. Oh, won't you be my Valentine? I couldn't pass that one up. That's so cute. Well, hey, if you are in the winter slump, oh, I know. So many of you listening are in parts of the country like me. You're home. You love it where you are, but it's gray. It's stormy. It's raining. It's snowing, or there's a blizzard going on. And you wonder, gee, what can I do? Well, wear color, for one thing. You need to remember, when you're in the darker months of the year, it's always a good idea to have an abundance of color around you. And in today's world, fresh flowers are just about everywhere. You can get them just about everywhere. But if you have plants, if you can have some fresh flowers, or even artificial ones if you want, if you can't get the fresh, use some artificial. But bring out the color and dress in colors. You know, if you dress in the dark tones and it's gray and dark outside, it's going to influence you. Believe it or not, it does. Color has a tremendous impact on one. Also, get full spectrum lighting. I swear by it. When I was going through physiological changes as I was maturing, it's commonly known as menopause, and I know you gals out there, some of you will relate to this. The chemistry change in my body, I really began to notice when I would come into the winter months, into the darker months. Man, it was tough for me to get up and get going and get moving. And when I found out about full spectrum lighting, which was a few years ago, I started bringing it into the home. What a difference it makes. And if you are one of the early birds where you get up where it's all dark and you're reading, studying, maybe working on the computer, put them in your computer room, put them in your kitchen, wherever you're going to be reading, because it's easier on the eyes. But more than anything else, it is a simulation of natural sunlight, and the difference that it makes in you is just awesome. So full spectrum light is great. Also, remember, you want to be sure that you're getting enough nutrition during the winter. I know from experience, especially having traveled to places like Alaska, where you have 70 below zero temperatures. In fact, there was a woman on the plane with me when I flew down last Wednesday to Los Angeles, who was from Fairbanks, Alaska, which I've traveled to for the last 25 years plus. And when you're up there, you have so many hours of darkness, and it's so cold, your body craves fat. And this is something that's very hard for people who live in warmer temps to understand. But it's a chemical process. It's part of our survival mechanism. We want to gobble up all that fat stuff. I know, because I've been through it. And it's so important to realize that you need to have protein, and you need to take care of having good supplementation during the winter months, because you may not be getting the nutrition in your food like you should. So amino acids are very, very important. And if you don't believe me, go and do some reading. Go do some research on this. I'm not just flapping my lips to just yap. I'm telling you, these things are important because you're vulnerable. Your immune system will get suppressed during the winter months, especially if you don't get good nutrition. Vitamin C is so important, so you should have fruit. Preserves are great. You know, they're one of the things that happened with a family that went up to Alaska. They're young people that really dare to be different, and they go up and they want to live in a cabin. They think it's a quaint experience, and they don't realize how hard it's going to be. No running water, nothing like this. They're just living out in the woods. And there was this one young family that went up into Alaska, and the young woman said, "We were up there, and we had not thought of how important fruit was in the diet. And fortunately, a friend had sent them up a case of preserves." Well, by the time they got through the winter months, they had discovered that they were very close to having a serious deficiency of vitamin C. And what had saved them were the preserves that they had eaten, berries and this type of thing. So remember, when you're in those parts of the country where it is dark, where you have got the colder temps, your body is doing everything it can to keep itself strong and well, but you have to take care of it. Fortunately, in today's world, we have the supplementation that is going to do the job for us and or assist us. And we also have access to more fresh food than we ever had before. So just keep in mind, those are things that we have to do to take care of yourself. Also, when you can grow herbs inside. Now, this is something so many people enjoy anyway. They like fresh dill, fresh herbs, you know, basil. Oh, it's wonderful. But you don't have to have a huge garden to do this stuff. You can have these little trays. You can go to your health food store and you can check it out, and you can grow your own herbs. Wheatgrass and this type of thing. Great stuff to bring into the diet. It's fresh, it's nutrient rich, and you will just fare so beautifully during the winter months. And people will say, "Gee, how come you're not sick? What is it that, you know, that makes you get through the months? I get so depressed, I get so down in the dumps." Sunshine makes a difference. Believe me, it makes a big difference. Do you know that's one of the reasons why the people in the Hawaiian Islands live longer than just about anybody else around the world? Mm-hmm. Because, and that's with the major portion of the population, sunshine, physical activity, the foods that they generally eat, it's just a whole different environment. Why? Because it's warm. My goodness. Who's going to want to have steak and potatoes every day when you've got temps that are in the 80s? Uh-uh, you don't want to eat heavy, you want to eat light. It's a very natural patterning of the body. So those are just some tips for you. Oh, I've got a wonderful recipe that I want to share with you. I didn't have a chance last week to do it. This is Cornish hens with goat cheese. I like goat cheese. So this is something I want to share with you. So get those pads of paper and pens together. And if you want to chat with me, give me a call. I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little intuitive insight. 877-876-5227 is the number, or Canadians, 888-815-9756. In the winter months, I've been talking about how it's so easy to put on the pounds because when you're out in really cold weather, your body says you have to have fuel. Think of the mountain climbers. You know, those people have to eat 10,000 calories a day. You know, if I ate 10,000 calories a day, I couldn't get out of my double-wide front doors. Good gracious, I'd be as big as a house. But they have to eat it. They can't survive because they're in extreme cold. Well, most of us are not in that severe an environment. There was a comment, an article that I came across that I thought, this is really interesting. The question was presented, are warehouse club bargains making you fat? And I said, I've got to see what this person has to say. And I was quite intrigued with the fact that Alexandra Kay brought up some research, and she said it shows that when you buy in bulk, you buy large amounts of snack foods, etc., in bulk, people are eating more. What does that do, especially when you're not that active? Yeah, you get a few inches more on the hips, and because too much is going through the lips. You don't want that. Well, they said in the research, people were eating twice as much as they normally did when they would buy regular packaged items. Now, they say when you're buying a big bag of chips or pretzels or something like this, a nutritionist named Jesse Cannon said, repackage them. Put them in those little snack bags. They only hold a little bit anyway. And if you repackage them, then you'll just eat what's in that one bag. And I thought, hey, that's not a bad idea. Also, hide it away. Out of sight means out of the mind. I got a freezer I put stuff in. If you have a big enough freezer, you can put a lot of packages of stuff in the freezer, and that's a good thing. When you get candy, if you get large packages of candy, instead of putting it in a drawer where you can very easily get to it, or on your counter where you can lift the lid on the item and keep popping the goodies in the mouth, what you want to do is keep a little bit in your kitchen and store the rest far away, like if you have a basement or if you have a freezer, put it in there. Also, seal bags. I thought this was an interesting tip. Seal bags of pretzels, chips, and other snacks with tape because it makes it difficult for you to open. If you're like me, you're going to have a pair of scissors handy. You say, the heck with this stuff. Zip. That's going to be it. Also, shop with a friend. And I've done this. If you're going to buy a large amount, shop with a friend and say, hey, how can we split this? I've done that. I had friends and neighbors, and we'd say, well, let's just pool our funds and go ahead and split it up because I don't have storage for this, that, or the other. It's a great idea. Always, if you really want to get the bargain, buying in bulk, you know, your laundry, dishwasher, soap, detergent, anything like that that you're using all the time, the practical items, that's always a good idea to buy it in bulk because you've got it, you're not going to run out, and it's something that I have done for many years. But I really thought that Alexandra had some good comments there, and I wanted to share those with you. Well, we're getting ready to take a break. Telephone lines are open. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Call 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals, all kinds of animals, and all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. For those of you in Canada, 530-876-3222 is our other direct line. All you need to do is call in, give me your first name or your initial, and then let me tell you what I perceive, and after that you can ask a question. I do want to tell those of you in Washington that I am going to be appearing at the Psychic Spectrum Expo, and that is going to be held at the Hilton Hotel across from the SeaTac Airport. And you can go to their website, the PsychicSpectrumExpo.com, PsychicSpectrumExpo.com, and you'll find out all kinds of information there. Now, I'm going to be speaking on each of the days that the expo is going to be happening, and that is going to be the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th of this month. 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of this month. I am also interested in finding some people that might want to help me out. I've got some passes for you. And we'll just be having a great time. So I'd love to know if any of you listening in the state of Washington might want to help me out at that booth at that wonderful event. So you can give them a call at their phone number, 253-941-3355, but go to their website, Psychic Spectrum Expo, all kinds of speakers. We are going to be having so many different products and services, and it's a wonderful experience to be able to have under one roof so many talented people and so many people that are showing their interest in making this world a better place in their own way. I'm going to be there in booth 117. We're going to be doing a live broadcast on the 22nd, the first hour of the opening of the show. So if you happen to be around, come on by to booth 117. We would love to see you. We're going to be interviewing some people that will be appearing there. So it's going to be a dynamic event. It's just really exciting for me. I haven't been participating in these kinds of activities due to other priorities with scheduling, but this has been just a dynamic month. So I invite you to come on out. We've got a caller, and let's go to that caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Becky, or B, and I'm from Ohio.
Where in Ohio, Becky?
Cuyahoga Falls, Summit County.
Where was that again?
Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, Summit County.
All right. Well, I'm so glad that you're with us today, and I hope you're nice and warm and cozy.
Yeah, it's kind of cold.
It's that time of year. My goodness, that's just what comes with it. Okay, Becky, the first thing that I'm looking at with you is the word discipline. You've been going through a sorting. That's how I'm looking at this picture that's in my mind. You're trying to prioritize and sort through some issues that you know you've been procrastinating on, and you've sort of been with it, but you're saying to yourself, it's not really what I want to do. I just can't seem to get myself up and going. Well, if I could encourage you to do something, it would be to sit down and really list what it is you're wanting to accomplish. List it out. And then just pick one item and make that your focus and really stick with it. And then when you've got that all sewed up and taken care of, then go to the next item. I think that one of your priorities should be taking care of yourself physically. I just am getting what I call the physical doldrums. And I know I mentioned that earlier. We can have that during wintertime. So you really need to be attentive to taking care of yourself, because this is something that you must give a number one priority. But do take the time to do for yourself the exercise that you need to do. And it doesn't have to be long and drawn out. Just something, maybe it takes you just 15 or 20 minutes. But do that, and you are going to find that that gives you a boost. But you must take care of yourself, hon, because it's just not, you're just not feeling good the way I think you should. What question would you like to ask me today?
About my spirituality. Is how far is it going to go? It's kind of in limbo right now.
All right. Now, do me a favor, and I'll tell you why. Before I ask you, I want a definition from you as to what you figure spirituality is. And the reason I want a definition from you is that I believe that everything represents spirituality, good, better, and different. It's all the same stuff. And I don't think anybody truly is ever off the path. I've been in the work of mind for years. I think we make choices, we have diversions. The question you pose to me, that there's no end to the capability of growth, hon. What's going on? Why are you asking a question in that way, and how do you define spirituality?
Well, I do pick up on people sometimes, and I used to see spirits all the time when I was young, and they all quit, but I think I scared myself from it.
Mm-hmm. Let me make a recommendation to you, Becky, and I know we're close to being out of time here. What I want to encourage you to do is, one, to realize that what you've said to me is a very good statement of acknowledgement and something you should feel good about, that you are aware that you were paying attention and were comfortable with seeing, you know, spirits, being aware of being able to pick up on other people. It was okay until there was a particular happening that caused you to shift. I would like to encourage you to continue your reading, to start doing a class with someone maybe that you like. And I know we're almost out of time here, but why don't you call in another time and remind me, and I'll give you some tips that
okay,
you can do,
honey,
for exercises. It's nothing complicated, but I'm
okay.
out of time. I can't do it today.
That's okay.
All right, Becky?
Thank you so much, honey.
Pat yourself on the back. You're not lost.
Okay.
You are doing beautifully. The fact that you've acknowledged that you have the capability and talent is the biggest step you can ever take. Now it is going through the opening up and the training of the disciplines that you need.
Okay.
All right, hon. I've got to go.
Thank you.
We're almost out of time here. This is Donna Siebel. My goodness, it goes by so fast when you're having such a good time, and I'm so grateful for all of you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul, and no matter where you are, you're special. You're needed. And don't be afraid to try new paradigms and to do new kinds of explorations. That's what makes you grow. Tomorrow, hey, we're going to get you fit. Got the doldrums? Teresa Tapp is going to shift that. We're going to be having T-Tap tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. Tune in. Talk to you then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.